There is a bit of a tradition on the turnip style, the voice of turnip style,
okay, yes,
as to what to drink.
Yes.
So
and, okay, I went
to a lot of special effort today to try to make myself part of the clan, and I went and got some Weiser's Deluxe. It's not bad, actually.
Right.
That's a very pleasant drink. You should confess to the people.
I know, I was just going to say.
That you're blowing my theory all out of the water.
I fucked up. Completely fucked it all up. I felt like changing it up the last couple of days, so I've been drinking gin martinis.
And you're having this with what kind of gin?
The only gin worth drinking, Bombay Sapphire. None of this Tanqueray shit.
I'm with you on that one. That's funny that you would be drinking Bombay because that's my favorite drink, and I'm drinking your favorite drink.
I know. Now. Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
None of this Tanqueray shit.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1728 of the BFO for Monday the 8th of September 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, Big Fatty. Hello, Tango Reyes. Big Fatty, you tell that turnip head. You just tell him. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, I specifically played that opening clip today because, strange things happen on the full moon, and today is the full moon. Big Fatty, and y'all, it's very strange. To hear the turnip head speaking ill will, Big Freddy, ill will of the Tangeray. Oh, dear gussie. Anyway, y'all, we're going to blame it on the full moon. Yes, Big Freddy, blame it on the full moon. Oh, dear gussie. I am recording this prior to the penultimate. Prior to the penultimate state of the station, or as Granny likes to call it, the State of the Union. Big Fatty, he ain't right. It's true, he's not. So y'all we'll have some final updates coming at you. The Sunday night show, y'all, it's basically just going. I can tell you right now, it's going to be a lot of reassurance. For folks that are coming, and answering questions that folks might have, and the final deadline for the Pride 48 is this coming up right day, y'all. That's when the last chance you can sign up for the Friday buffet, the private buffet. Yes, Big Freddy, lovely. You don't sign up. There's no walk up. No, Big Freddy, nobody can just walk in and have bacon. It's true, they can't. But y'all, before we go any further, let's do this. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it's a good weekend. Big Fatty, let's just go back to Thursday. Y'all, Big Fatty was absolutely wrong when it came to his predictions about the Big Brother. On Thursday night, Derek, he did not get thrown out. In fact, he became the head of household. And they evicted that Christine, and y'all, she went out and everybody was booing her. They were just booing her, and y'all, that's been the talk in the house over the weekend, so why she was booed, and they all think that it was because she was talking bad about people in the diary room, but y'all, people were booing her because she was fondling Cody. Big Freddy, you were fondling Cody too. Well, I know, but that's different. Yes, Big Freddy. Anyway, but y'all, and y'all, they revealed the big button. The big button was revealed, and they don't know what it is, but y'all, I will tell you, they've pushed it. They've pushed the damn big button, and we'll have to wait and see. And y'all, they all think that they're still on a Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday production schedule, y'all. But you know, this week they switched to Sunday to, I say, Tuesday and Wednesday. So anyway, but that was that. And y'all are on Friday in the coal mine, y'all. Big Fatty, y'all. We kind of had a skeleton staff. After lunch on a Friday, and but y'all, it was fine. There wasn't a whole lot going on, and so it was a quiet. Oh, y'all, that's a little bit of a ham solid. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. Friday night, what did I do Friday night? Y'all, I don't remember. Poor Big Hardy. Oh, I know something that happened on Friday. Y'all, I've got this little a little speaker though. Who, Big Hardy, you're not prepared? Y'all, it's one of these things. It's a Bluetooth. By the way, y'all, I had a Bluetooth, but my dentist was able to whiten it. Big Hardy, that joke never gets old. Y'all, I had one of these little wireless speakers, the Bluetooth Jam Classic. And y'all, like middle of last week, y'all, it just stopped working on me. And I don't know why. It just wouldn't hold a charge. And so, y'all, I had saved the little container that it came in, and I had saved my receipt because, y'all, I'd had one of these before. And but this time, I think it was this time last year out there at the Pride 48, the one I had then stopped working. So I had learned my lesson because I bought this new one on the September 11th, being ready too soon, of last year. And, y'all, so I went, and I was just looking through the little leaflet that came with it, y'all. It said it had a 1-year warranty, and y'all, that's the 1 year is up this coming Thursday. So y'all, I tell you, Big Fatty's a cheap ass. Big Fatty, you don't have to tell us; we know it. Anyway, so y'all, I got the 800 number, and y'all, I called them up on a Friday, and I said, "This is Bergwater, and I have one of your speakers that is just stopped working." Bing! The lady was very nice, and she says, "Well, Brett Carter, let me get your information." And y'all, I gave her my information, and she says, "Now, do you have a proof of purchase?" I said, "Yes." And she says, "Well, if you'll put that in the fax machine." Big Fatty, I didn't know people still use those. They do. Send it to us. We'll take a look at it and make sure everything's okay. And she says, "Now, if we send you a new one, there's no reason to send the old one back to us. Just recycle it. And, if everything checks out, we'll just put one in the mail to you, and it'll take between 2 and 4 weeks. It'll probably take less, but that's what we tell people." I said, "Thank you for calling." And, y'all, I sent it up there and got an e-letter back from Bergwater. We have verified that your receipt is good and your warranty is intact. So we're sending you a new one." And I said, "Lovely." So, y'all, I was real proud of myself on that one. Yes, Big Fatty, sometimes it pays off to be an old Scrooge like you. It's true. Y'all, I'm trying to think what I did for right now. Y'all, I think I just watched the TV machine. I don't think I did anything except watch the TV machine on for right. I don't think there was a little show on the Pride 48, but anyway. Then on Saturday, y'all, I slept in. Y'all, we had rain. We had red rain here over the weekend. And And y'all, Friday night went to bed with it thundering and lightning, and y'all, it was just lovely. And Saturday woke up to y'all, it's dark. Y'all, by the way, you can tell that the time is changing because y'all, I wake up in the morning and it's dark. It's not pitch black dark, but it's much darker outside than it has been. And y'all, you know, Big Fatty, he loves the standard time. This daylight time, Big Fatty can't doesn't have any use for it. Big Fatty. So anyway, where was I going with that? Anyway, Saturday, y'all, I got out. And y'all, I'd bought a ham at the Von's East, and y'all, I'd cooked it in the cracker pot and everything, and y'all, I decided I was gonna make me some ham solid. But y'all, I had bought stone ground mustard and really ham solid that I make it with the yellow, just the plain old yellow mustard and a dash or two of the Worcestershire sauce. And so y'all, I went on back to the Von's East on Saturday afternoon, didn't save a penny. Y'all bought me a couple of bags of the solid and some yellow mustard, and it seems like there was something else I got, but I don't remember what it was. But y'all, just a couple of little things here and there. And what else did I do? I got some blue cheese, cause y'all, for my supper on Saturday night, y'all, I took a couple of those chicken tenders that I buy in the bag at the Vonsies, and I cooked them in the toaster oven, and y'all, then I liberally put the cayenne pepper sauce on it, and y'all, then I chop that up and I put it on top of my solid with the blue cheese crumbles and the blue cheese dressing. Y'all, it's lovely. Y'all even put a little bit of bacon bits on there. Y'all, it was just delicious. And Saturday night, I went by the P.O. box, and y'all, there's nothing in there. I got nothing. Y'all, I'm hoping that Gus Chad is going to send Big Fatty some cans to open during the live little shows out there in the Lost Wages. But y'all, who knows? You know, I may be on. You know, I keep hearing on other little shows that he's sending them cans. But I guess Big Fatty has seen the meat. I have just seen the meat. And, you know, I'm off the cad list or something. I don't know. But anyway, what did I do? Granny. Granny was going to come over here to the Fat Cave. Y'all, we had to take care of some last details about the upcoming trip to Lost Wages and just kind of talk things over. And he was, you know, I'm Granny's banker, y'all. He walks in and he hands me $100 bills. And y'all, I feel like a whore, but I hadn't done anything for it. And so y'all, I just put it in a little envelope, and sure enough, he comes back and wants that money again. But anyway, I've been holding some money for him so he can keep the lights burning out there in Lost Wages. Because y'all, all he does, he plays those Wheel of Fortune, what do you call those, the spinning machine, what are those, what are they, not spinning machines, what are they, slot machines, B, Fanny, how did you forget that, I don't know, he loses his ass, y'all, you'd think he'd have an inverted butt, the way he loses his ass, B, Fanny, that's vulgar, Granny came over and we listened to the Underpants show and y'all, then on the after show, they call it the back room, the Turnip Head and the Urban Guy T.O., they got on the Skype, and y'all, they turned on the camera, and y'all, they were both naked as a jaybird, and I put Granny on, and y'all, he sat here, and I swear I was going to have to get him a drool cup, because he was just, he wasn't saying anything, he was just laughing and just gazing, y'all, it was a little creepy, to tell you the truth, but so then after that, since Granny was already over here, y'all, we went out to the Dudley Do-Rights a little early. Y'all, we got it. We left here about 8:30 p.m. in the evening and arrived. Y'all, the happy hour bartender was still working, and y'all, we had to order our drinks. We are not accustomed to this. You know, normally we walk in the door and our drinks are prepared and waiting on us at the bar before we even get to the bar. And anyway, it was unusual. And y'all, some of Granny's co-workers came in, and we visited with them for a little bit, and some other friends. Y'all, by 10:30 p.m. in the evening, we were both like, but anyway, and y'all, but here's the good news. Here's the good news. I'm sitting here Saturday afternoon, and all of a sudden, I get a textimonium, and y'all, it is my old, most regular gentleman caller. Hey, everybody, what are you doing later tonight? And I said, well, I'm going out for some drinks, but I should be home by 11:30 somewhere. Oh, well, I'm going to watch the sports ball game, and I'm going to try to stay awake because I need to come over and let you tear it up. Big Freddy, please. I said, well, I'll text you. And y'all, all through the sports ball game, he kept sending me a message. Big Ready, I wish you were available now. And I texted him on the way home, and y'all, he had already passed out. So but y'all, it was nice to, it made me flutter. It just made me flutter in all the right places. Big Ready, it sounds vulgar. Came home and went to bed, and y'all, then Sunday morning, y'all, I slept in. It was real nice to sleep in on Sunday morning, and y'all, then I called Miss Kitty, and I said, Miss Kitty, would you like to go? I've got to run some errands. You want to go with me? And y'all, we did, and we went riding around a little bit, and then went by the and got the gas out at the Sam's Club. Y'all, $3.03 a gallon. So y'all, it's dropping. It's dropping. Big Freddy, just like your balls, dropping. It's true. Y'all, then we went to the Walmart, and y'all, I had to get another tub of fiber, Big Freddy, because I only had half a tub of fiber. And y'all, you know, you going to all those buffets and all next week, y'all, I'm going to need double fiber. And Granny might even take some fiber. Big Freddy, the last thing Granny needs is extra fiber. He's like a fire hydrant as it is, his inverted butt. But anyway, so y'all, then I came back, and y'all, I chopped up my ham in the little chopper I have, and added the mustard and the Worcestershire sauce. And y'all, I've got a ham salad. Y'all, I've got a buttload of ham salad. Big Freddy, why does everything have to be about butts? It was a pork butt. You know, Big Freddy, please. So I made my ham solid, and I'm going to have some of that for my supper. And that Moose P talked about how he was making some fried okra for his supper on Saturday night. And y'all, I've been saving my bacon grease this week. And y'all, I'm going to make me some fried okra also, and I've got some green beans cooking, almondine, and I'm going to have a little ham salad with that, and y'all, it's going to be lovely, just a lovely little supper. And y'all, then of course I'll be watching my big brother, and y'all, I'll be, dear Gussie, y'all, I was going to tell you about a little story about what happened when I came back from the Von's East on Saturday, but I'm just going to have to wait. I'm going to have to wait and tell you about it, I guess, tomorrow. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely full moon Monday. And the counting down the days. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Fade Driver and the Turnip Head, and y'all, they were talking about alcohol and Turnip Head. Is there one thing you said in that show that you would like to take back, huh?
None of this Tanqueray shit.
Oh, I knew that. You better be taking that back. Yes, Big Freddy.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.